Isaac took a shortcut on the job descriptions on his resume. What did that time saver do? It got him cut. I'm Jody Phillips. What have you done at work? That's what the employment section of your resume is for, right? Isaac cut and pasted a chunk of his formal job description, you know, written by the wireless company he worked for, and slapped it right into his resume. This is what it read. I'm going to read it to you. Manage process development with core accountability for defining project scope. Well, Isaac thought it was impressive. Then he worked his way back a couple of jobs and he didn't have anything to plagiarize. So what did he do? He wrote his own description for the first job out of school in the mailroom, which said, "Did the mail." The colossal difference between these two descriptions makes them feel like they weren't written by the same person. That's because they weren't. Here's the tip. Be consistent. When you're doing job descriptions on your resume, make sure they're similar in style and make their length relate to one another. Isaac's best choice? He needed to rewrite the wireless job description into English and then add a few relevant lines to the mailroom one. Job descriptions lifted right off those at work are transparent. They stand out. I know who wrote them. Your manager, that's who. If your work is sloppy on your resume, what's it going to be like on the job? Give them a reason to believe that you do an impeccable job of your job. I'm Jody Phillips.